Hi, this is a dictation for Tasha Graham, T-A-S-H-A-G-R-A-H-A-M. Tasha Graham is date of birth 5/11/1980. Date of accident is 5/9/2023. Date of service is 12/7/2023. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. She is coming for a treatment for her auto accident that happened on 5/9/2023, where she was hit on the right front and a head-on collision. This impact has caused her headaches with symptoms of TBI, including loss of memory, forgetfulness, lack of focus, loss of concentration, fearful of the event, as well as pain in the neck, right shoulder, pain in the lower back, right hip, right buttock area, as well as both knees. The patient has was referred to Dr. Louis Redden, who is a spine surgeon, for a evaluation for possible surgical intervention and a consultation. And new MRIs were ordered by Dr. Redden for the hip, for both the shoulders, for both knees, and the cervical and lumbar spine with contrast. And she reported that she already has a MRI for the hip on the right, bilaterally done. And right shoulder, she's going for it right now. And she's already has a MRI for cervical spine and lumbar spine. So they are being retrieved, and we'll discuss that those MRIs in the plan of care. Currently, her pain is not radiating to the right leg or right arm or anywhere else. And the patient reports that she feels completely better when the injection to the spine were done. Currently, she reports 50% improvement. ADLs are affected 7, pain level is 7. Please review the chart for rest of the ADLs, for system review, for the medications, substance abuse, and also compliance history. Physical examination reviews, blood pressure of 161/101, pulse is 68. Pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam comes from the previous visit, which is dated 11/7/2023. Dictation number is 1109-037. Plan. The MRIs that were done are here with me, and I reviewed them with the patient. It is found that patient has a bulging disc at C23, C34, C56, along with a disc herniation at C56, leading to impingement on the ventral thecal sac and ventral cord surface, and a severe right-sided foramen stenosis. At C67, there is a bulging disc, and at C7 and T1, there is a disc herniation. The patient is a candidate for cervical epidural injections. Only one injection on 10/27/2023 was done, and she has not been scheduled for that yet. And hence, that could be a issue. If, however, a surgery is considered, then that will be another solution. She is also being considered for a spinal cord stimulation device. The MRI for the lumbar region without contrast shows the following. There is a herniated disc at L3-4 with the end plate marrow signal changes, as well as dehydration of the disc and disc space narrowing, and facet hypertrophy, bilateral neurostenosis, neuroforamen stenosis. L4, L5, there is a disc dehydration, anterior spondylolisthesis is mild, and 3.8 millimeter disc bulge with facet hypertrophy, ligament and phloem thickening. L5-S1, there is a spinal fusion, pedicle screws are there from the previous surgery. An X-ray of the lumbar spine was done. It showed status of a post-spinal fusion at L5-S1 with satisfactory post-operative appearance. CT of the lumbar spine was also ordered, and it shows facet arthrosis of L1, L2, L2, 3, L3, 4, L4, 5, L5, S1. along with post-operative finding of posterior fusion of L5 S1. The patient is requested to see a chiropractor, Dr. Adam Rodnick, for the treatment. She should continue seeing Dr. Redden. We discussed with the patient at length the use of spinal cord stimulation device and its benefits for long-term pain relief. Patient will remain disabled for work, household replacement, and transportation. The patient has been advised to try laser treatment as well as the chiropractic and acupuncture. And she has been advised she may consider having an injection to the cervical epidural to bring relief. She is advised to return anytime before or after for further issues. She continues on the following medications, which is naproxen 500 twice a day, Elavil 50 milligram at night, lidocaine patch 5% daily, gabapentin 600 milligram for headaches and for radiculopathy, Norco 10 over 75 to 12 hours, 30 days for the pain headaches. Other than that, she's quite stable. And once she makes her decision between surgery to the lumbar and cervical region and or a spinal cord stimulation, we further will make our plan of care accordingly. Thank you.